don't you love talking about puberty? I know, me too.
This is Julie Metzger in action, talking about puberty with as much enthusiasm as tweens might talk about the latest song from Taylor Swift or Rachel Platten. The room is full of girls ranging in age from 10 to 12 and one of their parents, mostly moms.
And then sometimes don't you have friends over for a sleepover and you say, you know we talked about watching that really fantastic movie, but let's not do that. Let's skip the movie and just sit around and talk about puberty.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Wing, the host of Sound Effect, and today our theme is not a kid anymore. And for tweens, puberty is a time when you still feel like a kid inside, but your body is saying something else. Julie Metzger, who leads a class on puberty in the Seattle area, can make what is often a painful conversation actually kind of enjoyable. She says out loud all of the awkward things that we're thinking.
You've now gotten taller, you've put on weight, you have breasts. You have pimples, greasy hair, BO, and hair in new and interesting places. I told you, it's awesome.
If you're a parent in the Seattle area, chances are you've been to, heard about, or will soon learn about the puberty classes that Julie Metzger helped create almost 3 decades ago. When Metzger was getting a master's in nursing at the University of Washington, she was helping out on a study. And one of the things that the study did was ask adult women how they learned about puberty. What was the talk like for them?
Just think about those conversations. They could have lasted 1 second. They could have been an endless torture test of 2 hours or 15 minutes, some filled with myth, story, jokes, embarrassment. And what if you had a chance to sit with your parent and hear it from someone else? And what if that experience was actually fun? And then you sat in the car, walked home, and said to each other, that was so much more fun than I thought it was going to be. And now we have this shared space to always speak from.
Yeah, because a lot of people are coming from a background where there are myths involved.
Shame.
Shame is a big one. Mm. And you have created this environment that is serious, but there is a lot of humor. And full disclosure, I went with my daughter, the instructor for our class, and I don't know if this happens in all of the girls' classes and the boys' classes, but they bring out sanitary napkins and tampons, and the teacher walking around right. The classroom with a sanitary napkin on her shoulder.
Right, and we don't call it sanitary napkin anymore.
I forget what you're dating yourself.
A pad.
Yeah.
Right. We, from the very first class 28 years ago, I put a pad on the outside of my shoulder and wore it around, and it's been that way for 28 years. I think demystifying and making public and present this idea that something that's supposed to be hidden or that we're embarrassed about becomes visible. I think so many things for girls fall into the realm of shame, like they're to be so supposed to feel embarrassed or supposed to feel whatever, and we give them an opportunity to sit there for quite a long time with their adult not feeling those feelings. And I think that in and of itself is a transformative experience.
There is a boys' class. For girls, puberty happens earlier, and that transition from childhood to adulthood can seem very abrupt.
Girls' puberty starts earlier than boys, yes, but it also is of shorter duration. But perhaps more important to consider is the idea that girls' puberty takes you away from what we consider American idealized definition of beauty. It makes you bigger. You're bigger, you're rounder, you're fuller. Boys' puberty takes you toward what we idealize in a man. As boys grow, we affirm their growth of getting bigger and more manly, but we don't do the same affirmation for girls as they get bigger. So girls live in this very interesting space of trying to honor their own experience of growing up while the world tells them that they are less than by getting bigger. And I am just overwhelmed by that dilemma that girls feel as less than as they become more adult. So we have a real opportunity to speak into what we hope for our girls as they become women, to honor who they are becoming physically, emotionally, cognitively, socially, because the world really defines for them that they're losing something as they get older. That is an untruth.
Girls who want to deny the fact that their bodies are going through these changes, and they don't even want to have the conversation. It's like they don't even want to make that transition. They don't want to grow up. What can a parent do in a situation like that?
I always like to look around on the other side of the presentation of fear or anger, because I think oftentimes what's kind of hiding behind that fear or anger is something that's really worthwhile exploring with that girl. Fear and acknowledging that fear is kind of the place to start, not trying to diminish it or to ignore it, but to acknowledge it.
Yeah. And the one thing that is very delightful about the class is that there's a separation between what their bodies are doing and emotionally where they're at.
Right.
No one's saying you're now an adult.
Right.
There's an acknowledgement in these classes that, yes, you are still a child, but your body is doing all this amazing stuff.
Yes. One of the most important things we can do as we talk to our children is to speak at the developmental space that they're in. And one of the things we try to do in this class is to absolutely honor the 10 to 12-year-old. We're not trying to talk to them like an 18-year-old and give them information that a 14-year-old or an 18-year-old needs. And we're not talking to them like a 4-year-old. We're talking to them with the humor, the stories, the relatable experiences of a 10 to 12-year-old. And by honoring that space, they can rest and trust while they hear that in a way that perhaps can't happen in the tsunami of the world that they live in. I think sometimes as parents and as teachers, people in a fear-oriented culture, like, I'm so worried my daughter will have sex early, or I'm so worried she'll have my story, that we jump ahead developmentally. And I think that one of the key ideas of talking to your children is to really concentrate on what that developmental space needs to hear in that moment, and to think of this as a long game conversation.
Well, Julie Metzger, thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Total pleasure.